Money FM 89.3, best of your money.
I'm Michelle Martin. It is turning out to be an election like no other. We're certainly one of the most divisive in the run-up to today. Anxious voters and anxious investors abound, wondering what's going to happen to the economy once the results are called. We're less than a third of the way through the electoral votes. Polls are closed across half the U.S., but it still looks like too close a race to call at this stage. Now, some commentators believe that if Biden wins Texas, he's got a good chance at the presidency. So Texas, this could be a good clue. While if Trump gets Texas, then Biden comes under pressure to win the big states. Trump is currently ahead in Texas. In fact, he's opening up a lead there in the state, which carries 38 electoral votes. Biden ahead at 131 to Trump's 92 electoral votes, according to Associated Press at this point in time. Again, still too early to call a winner. The magic number that we're aiming for is 270 electoral votes for the win. So many critical states we're still awaiting results for. Democrats have picked up one of the 3 to 4 seats that they will need to win control of the Senate, though. But judging from Treasury yields, which have come down, there's a sense that we may not get that blue wave. For more, we turn now to Sumit Agarwal. He's professor of finance, economics and real estate. And he is the Lo Tuck Kwong Distinguished Professor at NUS's Business School, joining me live to discuss the story at the present moment. Professor, good morning. How's your morning been so far?
Tense. I'm watching and hearing and nerve-wracking a little bit.
That's a great word for it. So what are your initial reactions to the results that you've seen?
Again, I think what you said, I was thinking there will be a blue wave based on all the projections and all the survey results, but clearly it doesn't seem to be, which means Trump's last-minute push and all that travel to all these battleground states has been effective. Florida, for example, where he really pushed that the Democrats are communist or socialist, has resonated with the Hispanic community there, and that's why you see Trump doing very well in Florida. We will see what happens in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I think those are the key states that will determine the winner in my mind.
Great points, Professor. Yes, Florida appears to be edging towards Trump on the strength of those Latino voters. Florida considered a must-win state for Trump. Now, I've been reading a number of analyst newsletters this morning, and they seem to indicate markets don't really care who wins the election. They just want it to be over. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I mean, look, markets don't like uncertainty. They don't like, okay, who will win, what will happen. They just want one way or the other, and the markets will adjust a little bit. And, you know, at the end of the day, for Asian markets, these two may make a marginal difference, but not a whole lot of a difference. The difference will be what is happening in the U.S. to some extent. But again, it's a complicated structure, the way the U.S. government works. There is the House, there is the Senate, then there is the president. So it's not that the president can do a whole lot on his own.
Now, research from the Center for Responsive Politics caught my eye today, this morning, showing nearly 98% of political contributions from internet companies this cycle went to Democrats. So Asana CEOs, Twilio CEO, Netflix CEO, among some of the biggest contributors, they all went to Democratic groups and candidates for their political contributions. Does this surprise you at all, Professor? Haven't the Democrats in Congress indicated that they want to rein in big tech?
No, so I think a lot of these companies are giving because that's maybe where the heart is and they want to support the Democrats, even though some of this may go against, because we know the Democrats will bring in more tighter regulation. And this may hurt the bottom line of these companies. But, you see a lot of these companies realize that they rather have certainty with Biden than a lot of uncertainty with Trump, where Trump can on a whim say, oh, I don't like Netflix today because something happened, or I don't like Asana. So they rather have Biden, who will not make the policy on Twitter on a day-to-day basis.
Now, the markets are closely tracking the U.S. Senate race. The Republicans are currently a 53-47 majority in the Senate. Democrats need a net gain of 3 to 4 seats to win control of the Senate. One Democratic senator expected to lose in Alabama, so they may need to defeat 4 to 5 Republican incumbents. So far, Democrats have picked up one of those 3 to 4 seats that they need to win control of the Senate. So what is the likelihood of the Senate turning blue, in your opinion?
It looks less and less. If you asked me this question yesterday or a few hours ago, I would have thought much higher chances. But based on what we are seeing so far, I think they may not be able to flip. They may actually come very close to 48, 49, but I just don't see that happening because the key would have been in Georgia, and Georgia doesn't look like to have be having a blue wave.
Can you help our listeners understand again why a control of the Senate is pivotal in your opinion? And is it in your opinion, first of all?
Yes, it is. Because, look, we have seen that. Just look at what happened to the Supreme Court nomination, because there you don't need the House, just the Senate and the President. And the Senate, actually, if they're in the same party as the President, they can do a lot more. There's no checks and balance. And this allows, if the Senate flips to the Democrats, it will allow a check balance for against Trump. And if actually Biden wins, it will allow a lot more policies that Biden would like to push go through if they actually can get a Democratic Senate.
Great point. He is Sumit Agarwal, Professor of Finance, Economics and Real Estate, and the Lo Tuck Kwong Distinguished Professor over at NUS's Business School, joining us here on Money FM 89.3 for live election analysis. So right now, I believe when it comes to the U.S. Senate, Democrats opening up a slight lead, 43 to 41 for the Republicans, 16 remaining. We'll keep an eye on those numbers for you. Professor, in terms of what this means for the economy moving ahead, help us understand your thoughts on how a Biden or Trump win, firstly, could affect trade.
I mean, trade is important, especially with China and Asia. So these things will matter a lot, and we know where Trump stands. And Trump is a very protectionist person. He will actually reduce trade through China. He's already, if he's elected, he will also be very bitter about COVID, and he has been very public about it. So I think there will be higher tensions, and that will affect trade negotiations, trade talks, and actually the total impact on trade will be negative around world trade itself.
Do you see U.S.-China ties becoming even more tense following a Trump win?
Yes, yes. So hence, Biden would actually go back to where what the normal policies used to be in terms of trade and many other things.
All right. Let's move now to climate change. How could a Biden or a Trump win affect what the U.S. is doing in terms of its role with climate change?
Yeah, so we know there are very stark differences. Biden would like to be in the Paris Accord. Trump has already moved out of it. Trump doesn't believe it. He thinks it's a hoax. So I think there will be very big differences in the amount of resources they both will allocate towards climate change. And so if the world is looking at it, if companies are looking at it, do we do green finance? Do we engage in the policies, long-term policies of fossil fuels? I think all of those are very critical on who wins. And if Trump wins, we will see a decline in push towards climate change and policies against that.
Do you think a Biden or Trump win will impact financial regulation greatly?
Yes. I mean, this is another place. And one of the reasons Trump has been successful in the first 3 years of his presidency was of deregulation. He was deregulating. I mean, look at CFPB, which was essentially the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in the U.S. He gutted that, kind of made it irrelevant. And so regulation was on his chopping block. And if Biden comes in, he will at least resort it back. And this is very important. If we go back to 2004, 5, 3, that's when there was massive deregulation of the financial sector. And that's what got us the financial crisis. One of the reasons, at least, there was. And I think we may, if we continue having Trump, we'll see deregulation that could give us another financial crisis in the future.
My goodness. All right, let's look at what a Biden win could mean for energy. So Biden's expected to reinstate, maybe not, even increase the environmental regulations he put in place when he served as vice president under the Obama administration. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, again, I think climate change, energy are something that Biden will care a lot about. He wants to do the future of energy. He thinks is not just fossil fuels, but also having solar and other kind of methods. And we will see more investment in those. And so hence, people who are living in Pennsylvania or in Texas are genuinely worried that this will have an economic impact for those states. more generally for around the world, we will see an impact on energy, and reliance on energy, traditional energy, will be lower.
So there are expectations, especially when it comes to U.S.-China relations, that Biden will take less of a unilateral approach, and approach it from a multilateral perspective. What do you think that a Biden or Trump win, how could that impact multilateral institutions?
Yeah, I mean, another very important point. We just saw, because of COVID, what Trump did to the WHO. It kind of gutted their contribution, U.S.'s contribution to WHO. And Biden will again rely on multilateral organizations, World Bank, IMF, even places like in the UN, to deal with crises around the world. And Trump is again does a lot of these things through his Twitter account, one-on-one, if he likes the person, if he doesn't like the country. And those are massive things. And he doesn't believe that multilateral organizations provide value. He inherently believes they are actually bought out by some countries or some companies. So clearly a Biden win will resonate back or resurrect back these kind of multilateral kind of organizations or their contribution to how we deal with policy.
So again, too close to call the Senate race, but a Republican Senate could block Biden proposals if Biden wins, but there is a Republican Senate that could also mean a smaller stimulus bill. We know that so much hopes in the markets are riding on the stimulus coming through after these elections. Professor, what do you expect to see in the market and with economic volatility in the near term?
Yeah, so I think the stimulus, I don't think will be much different. What Biden or Trump are still, both of them will be pushing close to $1 trillion. How it is distributed and who it's distributed to may differ a little bit. But clearly the markets will expect a bigger stimulus at this point because we are seeing a third or second wave of COVID. Unless we immediately find out that there is a vaccine coming January, February, it will be distributed rapidly. That's what will calm down the markets. Otherwise, COVID is here and it's roaring in most of Europe, most of America. So markets will be actually tensed and we will see high volatility in the markets right now.
Great talking to you, Professor. Thank you for joining us for our live coverage.
Thank you.
He's Sumit Agarwal, Professor of Finance, Economics and Real Estate, the Loh Tuck Kwang Distinguished Professor over at NUS Business School, joining me live. I'm Michelle Martin. You're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station, Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.